not a radio program brought to you by Monolith Radio Network. I am your host, Mono Man, and we are gonna spin some grooves for you this sweet succulent afternoon, helping everybody get their clothes off and buzzes on. First up, we will be playing a special live recording of the legendary Little Howling Wolf from his show at Mono last month.
Dream, that's a Raggedy Ann. Yeah, well, Raggedy Ann of the twilight, said Raggedy Ann. Said Raggedy Ann of the twilight. The mambo or the mogul drum, she got a face that'll kill you on the run. She got a body like a honey bun with a shake of booty when it's heavy as a ton. It's a Raggedy Ann. A Raggedy Ann of the twilight. Raggedy Ann. Said Raggedy Ann of the twilight. Yeah, well, sure, of the Cajun Queens. She the mambo of the mogul dream. She can rule well the midnight scene. And that's a Raggedy Ann. Said Raggedy Ann of the twilight. Said Raggedy Ann. Raggedy Ann of the twilight. Watching on that screen, all them gals were trying to be some of the most beautiful gals you've ever seen. Well, they had this big Miss Fat contest. She won it hands over fists. Cause she ate every supermarket out of business. And she had super special powers, like we were caught like in Metropolis last night. We were talking about Batman and Flash and everything like that. But this chick was super special. Superman. But this chick, this big fat chick won Miss Fat's Universe every year that she entered. And it was oh so easy because you couldn't miss her. She had fashions that were coming around the corner. just the way that fascists used to sound. They used to come up and get you in the back and stuff. And them fascists went like, blah, 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 getting back to this story, this is a Super Defense Department special. I'm letting you in on all this. The secret weapon was this gal. With her eating a ton of Mabel's bean soup in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Home of the Brewers. And some of the baddest odors you have ever smelled. I mean, it wasn't the tons and tons of bratwurst that she ate. It was a special bean soup. And the White House heard about this, and Bush was in there at the time. And the idea was to get her in a plane and put her over Iraq. And I'm going to tell you about when him and Obama, they too went with her, and they had two personalized cigarette lighters that were presidential that when they opened up the door and she cut that big ass universal fart, they both lit them, one from the left and one from the right, Republican and Democrat, helping and fighting together to remove Al-Qaeda from the planet. Now, I ain't saying anything about the Navy SEALs, but this might have been what really happened. When they cut that fart, supposedly now Bin Laden and all of his family, from like 10 women's, they perished. And there was no kindness left, so they really had to dump him in not in the sewer, but they had to dump him in the ocean to feed the sea devil. I swear to God, as I'm sitting here in my peed-in big boy pants, because I didn't quite make it into the Gatorade open jar today. As stinky and funky as this may seem, I'm gonna lay this on you, the final words of this. Now, Chips, he was oh so thin that when he turned sideways, he was invisible again and again. He was oh so thin because she even ate the macaroni and cheese that the fat ladies eat when they take them from their kids after they get their food stamps. And their kids are, he was originally one of those kids. And he said, Wolf, you gotta tell the people, tell them, it's about time to go. I'm ready to die. Tell them. Give them this information. Just tell them that Wolf, just say, Baba, she's too fat for me. Baba, 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 fat as any gal can be. Baba, Baba. She's too fat. as any gal can be. Yeah, Blubber, she's too fat for me. Yeah, well, Blubber, fat as any gal can be. Blubber, she's too fat for me. This last Dops, shy bop, do, shiny do bed.
In a town where nothing happens, in a place where no one lived, an experiment no one ever even spoke about.
Howdy!
Get out of here, banana head!
What's up?
Experience the mystical magic of Banana Head as he takes you on a special journey through the mysterious and exciting land of Banana Town. You and your kids will never be the same.
Well, yo, I was down in a deep southern gas station in deep southern Georgia. I was living in Atlantis at the time, Atlantis, Georgia. And I rolled into that joint, and I was chilling up in that spot. And you, next thing you know, I'm in a long line. I got me a cup of coffee, and my shirt was ripped open like a pimp with psychedelic Hawaiian birds and shit on it. And I was in line, and this gangster rolls up behind. He says, "Where you from, man?" I said, "I'm from Atlantis." "What? Are you from Atlanta? Is you from Atlantis?" I said, "I'm from Atlantis." "Is you from Atlanta? Or is you from Atlantis?" I said, "I'm from Atlantis. Is you deaf? You drinking coffee and it's hot outside, motherfucker. You dress like you from Hawaii or some shit." I said, "That's what's up. That's what's up. That's off the chain." I rolled out of there. I cruised to another southern gas station, this time in Florida. We roll in the line so long, the line so motherfucking long. It's out the door longer than the Hurricane's joint, which is bigger than Shaquille's. Next thing you know, we going in line buying some steels, reserves 8.1. We up in the line, and there's this gangster's chick up in front, right in front of us. Somebody calls her on the cell phone. Daddy, I know you cooking barbecue leg, but who leg you cooking? Who leg you cooking? Daddy, who leg you cooking? We all like, damn.
is you cooking rat leg? Horse leg? Who leg you cooking? Cow leg? Pig leg? Human leg? Daddy, who leg you cooking? And I said, damn, who leg you cooking? We never found out whose leg was being cooked. And I said, this next song's about a yeah.
Well, that went.
that holy light. Oh, Moses Lake Blues. Oh, Moses Lake Blues. Blues, blues, blues. Well, I met some angels in that town. They picked me up when I was down. That journey's in. Oh, Moses Lake Blues. Oh, Moses Lake Blues. Blues, blues,
if the utopian trace in all music can now be heard, it can only be because the broken order is now somehow coming to an end.
The broken order is now somehow coming to an end.
The long Babylonian con is finally wearing thin to the point of translucency, if not transparency.
The reign of the commodity is threatened by a mass arousal from the media trance of inattention.
A taste for the authentic appears. Suffers a million drapes and coaptations, a million empty promises, but it refuses to evaporate. Instead, it convinces, it even collaborates.
Neo-shamanic moves to awareness occupy lost the fractal unfoldings of the map of consensus and control.
Psychedelics and oriental mysticism sharpen ears, masses of ears, to a taste for the unbroken, the order of intimacy, and its festal embodiment.
to
die.
We say the flame and tree. The bad New Year. War, disease on the open. Disease I will call. In here. Open my mind for the final time. It's all so clear. Solar's time. Turn around.
Thank you very much. More songs. This next one is it's one my close dear friend wrote. He's not here to sing it with us anymore, but it's a really awesome song.
Yeah, my buddy Rick.
Triple D, baby. Ricky David Norris III. He wrote this song. It's really sick.
Thank you. The glue sniffer feels everywhere. It's more powerful ceremonies, and its opponents are an examination of greater amounts in the intermediate variety. The Turkish farmer, the jail sentence from France, is a rapid increase to smoked cigarettes promoted by students. And John, you sniffed glue at the party for about an hour. We're in constant trouble. Others simply involved happen. Will die of 18 parents, more alert than his chums, by holding clearly the gas pedal instead of doing a split second and recalling past events. Will you experiment? A herd of cattle, the snake's mouth open very wide and cannot escape a trip, the decks against their only child, the edge of a golf course, the opium poppy, are three basic starches possible for divorce, abuse. Blue became curious. Expanding experience produces a brain that only few find relief from. And it is responsible, after 6 months of rest at home, the sharp edge off his mind with glue